B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon, and welcome to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, for this Week 5 encounter of the New England Patriots and Washington.
It's going to be a challenge down there. They'll do a good job and try to go down there and play well.
After three straight games against AFC East Division foes, the Patriots now step into the NFC East.
Whatever happens, whether you win by 50 or whether you win by 2 or whether you score 50 or whether you score 2, you know, it's the next week just starts fresh.
It's only the 11th all-time encounter of the Pats and Washington.
You got to empty the tank again. You got to fill the tank out again, then you got to empty it again.
The Patriots have won the last three by a margin on average of 23 points.
And we're ready to go there Sunday.
Shotgun snap to Tom. Looks over the middle. Throws over the middle for Edelman. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Man, it's good to see those two guys back in action. 1, 2, 3, boom. Ball's out.
Brady under center on the retreat. Dropping back. He's pressured. He rolls right. He throws it down the right side for an open Bolden. Catch at the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Shotgun snap. Throws it underneath. Pickoff by Jason. He's running back right across the 15. And a giveaway by McCoy. First down, New England. Michelle, the tail of the cannon from the offset eye, takes the handoff, runs it through the right side. Sony cuts right to the 5. Michelle wards off a defender. A stiff arm en route to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. Under center, drops back, looks to throw. He pumps once, then he throws to the back of the end zone. Wide open, Linezo. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a call.
Patriots started slowly. They trailed for the first time this year, but once they took the lead, there was no looking back. At FedEx Field, en route to a 33-7 win. It's their fourth in a row in this series. More importantly, it is their fifth in a row to start the season.
That was ridiculous. That was pretty amazing. I felt like a home game, and good to come down here and get a win in front of them.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bob Soucy, the voice of your New England Patriots here at the 98.5 The Sports Hub. His hot takes are powered by Bigelow Tea. If you want to know what keeps Bob's voice in peak condition, it's his hot cup of Bigelow Tea before every game. Hot takes and hot tea. Bigelow Tea. Tea proudly. That's right. Bob Soucy. He's always got something to say on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jesus, Bob.
that was a nice
exasperated gasp. All right, calm down, Bob.
He likes being here, Fred.
Yeah, it's fun.
I do.
I can't tell. You guys tweeted a photo from the booth yesterday, and I can't tell whether that's a good seat or a bad seat anymore. Because I've heard you guys say, like, I saw you guys tweet, oh, where was it? Maybe from the Bills? You said it was amazing at the Bills. I'm like, I don't look that great to me. Where exactly is the booth? And is that considered a good or a bad seat where you are?
It is not considered a good seat. It's probably generally regarded in the NFL, amongst NFL broadcasting geeks, as the worst vantage point in the league. A lot of the new stadiums have now moved the radio booths down toward the end zone. That's generally where we are, for example, in these newer stadiums for the Super Bowl, for example, whether it was Arizona or last year Atlanta, but you sit higher. In Washington, you're in the corner of the end zone, but you're also far removed from the field. And beyond that, you're very low, and you're under an overhang. So you can't really see the clock, the scoreboard, and then half the action is either coming at you or going away from you. And it's just it's a really bad angle to see the game clearly at times, depending on where the team is on the position, you know, where the teams are positioned on the field.
Was the spread as crappy as Zolak predicted?
You know, it's actually better. I have to say, it exceeded expectations. It's one of the few things about going to FedEx Field under Daniel Snyder that exceeds expectations. In fact, going back to the broadcast booth, I said this yesterday to Beto on the pregame show. I had a chance to call a game at that stadium, a college game, when it first opened, and it was privately financed by the Cook family, Jack Ken Cook, the late owner of the Redskins. And the stadium was named Jack Ken Cook Stadium. His son, John, oversaw the building of the stadium, and it was a beautiful location for the press box and all the radio booths and television booths at midfield. Well, then when Daniel Snyder took over, he erected this really ostentatious suite for himself and his special guests, and he kicked everybody except for the network TV people in the home radio booth into the corner. That's obviously the trend in sports today.
It's the trend. People ignoring radio, they don't like it anymore.
And prime real estate, you know, that goes to the folks with the big dollars. So
how many Patriots fans were there yesterday?
Thousands. It was amazing to see on Saturday night. We went into dinner. Thank you to the powers that be at Beasley Media Group for a nice client dinner on Saturday night.
Wow, you went to a client dinner. That's so nice of them.
Yeah.
Wow, they trotted you. What's wrong with you?
So see the show
you,
pony.
Wait, hang on a second. Thank you to Beasley for making me go to a client dinner? What are you kissing? You got the job, Bob. I mean, Jesus. For those of you who don't know, a client dinner is where they want the personalities to go out and schmooze with clients.
Sure.
Thereby, you are having conversations that are essentially one way because your job is not to offend. So you are there and essentially working. And so, yes, they allowed you to eat, Bob. I thought you were going to say thank you for the expense, the credit card.
Yeah.
But you worked on Saturday.
Yeah, so Fred, your job is not to offend, and they allow you to eat for free. What's the difference between that and calling play-by-play?
Well,
that was a humdinger there. But
sorry, that one crashed and burned.
You were also getting paid to do play-by-play.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
That's right. You were not. They tossed food at you. Right.
Yeah. All right. So look, if I could only rewind and retract that statement like many others I've made.
Yes, we're allowed to do that.
But hey, we went out to dinner, and it was amazing to see the number of Patriots fans at that location and around downtown D.C., and then, of course, at the stadium. As you heard, listening to the broadcast, if you saw, watching the broadcast, you know, not only the chants of Brady, but as the team took the field, the roar from the fans, as the team left the field, it was reminiscent of San Diego in 2014 when Patriots fans just took over Qualcomm Stadium for that particular game. And it's amazing to me see what's happened to the Redskins, because when I lived in the D.C. area, 8-9 years ago, you couldn't get a ticket to see a Redskins game. Now they're selling. Now you can get tickets on Groupon.
Well, so this is an interesting. I found yesterday's game to be fascinating, and the score doesn't indicate how, I guess, dramatic it felt, because the first half you're sitting there going, Tom Brady just can't get his stuff together, and it's been a while since the offense has looked smooth. It's been a couple weeks, and the offensive line looks off. He's running for his, or not running, as Fred said. He's ducking for his life out there. But they were able to get the run game going. This is the Redskins we're talking about. How tough do you think it's going to be when they face a team like the Ravens, where, you know, maybe they're a little more stout on defense?
Yeah, and the Redskins were getting pressure with a three-man pass rush throughout the first half, and the Patriots weren't committed to the run in the first half. They did come out and commit to it in the second half, and I think that was a difference maker. I also think the tempo eventually took its toll on the lack of offense for Washington, as well on its defense, and some of the players talked about it after the game, wearing down the Redskins. But it's a valid point, Rich, and there's still a lot of issues to try to resolve on that offensive unit up front. You know, the tight ends yesterday got more involved. They played two tight ends a lot, far more than they had been playing. Izzo had the touchdown catch. He also had a catch down the right sideline. But still, there's not the impact on the game that we've been accustomed to from that position. And I know it's unfair to compare those guys to Gronkowski, but even in the past when Martellus Bennett was here, for example, or some of the other players that have been in the system under Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick. When it comes to the wide receiver, I thought Jacoby Myers would have an opportunity to step into a bigger role, and he played more snaps because of the injury to Philip Dorsett, but had only the one catch. And, you know, I think that you look at Josh Gordon, he's given them some production, but there's still something out of sync there. Zoe even talked about it, that back shoulder throw that Brady's tried to go to him repeatedly. And it's a throw that's really almost indefensible if it's timed right. And they're still really struggling to get on the same page there. So there's a lot of things that you can look at. So they're going to have to be a lot better when they get into early November and into the teeth of their schedule. And, you know, they're going to play better offenses, too, and that's going to be part of it as well.
All right, so, Bob, looking around the rest of the league, everyone always is going to keep their eyes on the Chiefs and how they're doing, if you're a Patriots fan. And yesterday they ended up losing to Jacoby Brissett and the Colts. And, you know, by now you've probably seen the video of Mahomes' ankle getting stepped on. It looks like he was hurting there. And then you take a look at their last two wins, and, I mean, they squeaked by the Lions. I think the Ravens was the same situation. It was like a 4 or 5 point game as well. When you look at them play, do you think that they're the same team that they were last year as far as how they're going to be able to finish this season? I mean, I don't want to say is Mahomes, you know, going to regress, because that's been talked about a bunch. But I mean, looking at this team, do you think that they're going to remain strong, or are they kind of going backwards?
Well, I think their defense is still a huge question mark. In fact, I don't think it's a question mark at this point. I think it's pretty well determined that their defense isn't any better than last year at this point. And what amazed me last night is just how easily Indianapolis was able to line up as that game went along. And they've got a good offensive line, and they've got a really good back in Mack. But they just manhandled them and really physically dominated as that game went along. And to me, you know, if you're the Chiefs, you come off the AFC Championship game last year, and the way the Patriots ran the ball on them, you know, priority number one had to be to get a lot stouter in run defense, and they're not that. And, you know, their secondary still is very questionable, to say the least. And then you flip it over on offense. So they'll get Tyreek Hill back at some point. But I think the big thing is to watch Mahomes. If Mahomes doesn't have the mobility that he has shown to this point, and he's limited trying to make plays out of the pocket, I think that really restricts their offense a lot, because he's phenomenal. We saw that a couple of plays that yesterday, including, you know, that third and forever when they scored a touchdown in those unscripted plays, throwing across his body, throwing downfield on the move, you know, against the momentum of where he's going. And if that's limited, if he's forced to stay in the pocket and doesn't have that mobility, I think their offensive line is suspect as well.
All right. Well, Bob Soucy, always a pleasure, sir. Enjoy your calls of the game. You can hear Bob Soucy Thursday night.
Yes, sir.
As he has a quick turnaround here. And Mr. Soucy, we appreciate everything. And hopefully you get some more client dinners that you can enjoy.
I look forward to seeing the clients in the booth. I'll be schmoozing with them on Thursday at some point, I'm sure, Fred.
Perhaps all right. Wednesday night. You know, you can schedule something.
Well, listen, it's free food.
Yep.
All right, so Bob Soucy will take any food stamps that you have, if you can drop them at the booth. All right, Bob Soucy, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Soucy. Jesus. Thank you to Beasley for having me
work even more than I thought I was going to.
It's one thing that, like, you don't complain. I mean, they're not bad. I mean, the client dinners aren't bad, but it's one thing to, like, thank you so much for letting me shovel your driveway.
By the way, he's right. That Chiefs defense is not great. They gave up 26 to the Jaguars, 28 to the Ravens. The Ravens are pretty good. And 30 to the Lions. And then yesterday, you know, the little bit I did get to watch that game, I mean, it did kind of seem like the Colts were having their way. As I said, I love that offensive line that the Colts have. And Jacoby Brissett seems to have a ton of time, which is awesome if you're someone in his position. But yeah, I mean, they're fallible, and if you've seen the video now, right, of him getting his ankle stepped on of Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean that's
no joke.
And by the way, they did put Rudolph in a cart.
Oh, they finally did.
Yeah, they put him on a cart in the tunnel. So much for him not needing a cart.
I mean that. Yeah. Well, I mean, we all kind of knew that.
Yeah, NFL, but the league just ended up
covering their ass.
But I mean, just go. Sorry, there was no cart. You know, I mean, don't lie. All right. I want to play one of these Gardner Minshew or whatever the hell his name is.
Minshew.
That's right. I want to play one of his things again. See how long it takes for them to mention the mustache.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
a very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland for this Week 5 encounter of the New England Patriots and Washington.
It's going to be a challenge down there. They do a good job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and Rich, there's a Jay Gruden news. If you don't know, he was fired this morning.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear after the game he was doing his post-game press conference, and there was he was kind of joking around. He goes, well, you know, if my key card works in the morning, then I guess I'm good. Well, of course, they ended up firing him, but the way they did it was just, I mean, if this isn't Dan Snyder to a T. According to the Washington Post, they said Gruden was summoned to the team's facility in Ashburn for a 5 a.m. meeting today by owner Daniel Snyder and team president Bruce Allen, who then informed of the decision. So they made him come in at 5 a.m. so they could fire him instead of just being like the normal, show up at your regular time, we'll have a nice little meeting. But instead, just so they could be dicks, they had him come in 3 hours early.
Having dinner with friends.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, after they released a statement, they didn't say anything thanking John Gruden for his time. It just said, through the first 5 games of the 2019 season, the team has clearly not performed up to expectations, and we all share in that responsibility. Moving forward, we are committed to doing all that we can collectively as an organization to turn things around, blah, 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 blah. Nothing about Mr. Gruden. Now, John, you said something that I found kind of interesting as far as who is being looked at to possibly replace him.
Yes.
And you said the name, believe it or not, I knew who you were talking about.
Kevin O'Connell is the offensive coordinator for the Redskins at the moment. Bill Callahan's the interim head coach, whatever. Kevin O'Connell is the offensive coordinator. He's 34 years old. And what's been the trend in the NFL?
Young quarterback gurus.
Young quarterback gurus. So,
like Adam Gase, very innovative offense there in New York.
Right. So,
run Le'Veon Bell up the middle 5 times.
So Kevin O'Connell, in case that name sounds familiar to Patriots fans, a former third-round draft pick of your New England Patriots a decade ago. Yes, they got rid of him quickly. He actually went through the Detroit Lions. He was with the Jets for 3 years. I know you don't remember him, but no. He was with the Jets for 3 years. But here he is, 34 years old. He could become the next victim of Daniel Snyder down in D.C. By the way, Gruden, the longest-tenured head coach in Daniel Snyder's reign as the owner of the Redskins, Bill Callahan is Snyder's 10th head coach in his 20 years of ownership.
Well, they say that's why he didn't fire Jay Gruden earlier, is that he didn't want the stink of being the guy who fired all the coaches. So good for Jay Gruden. He gets a year and a half with pay. He doesn't have to show up anymore at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He can go about his business. All right, where this Gardner Minshew, and for some reason that his father was Gardner Minshew, which is true.
Okay.
But they called him something else. But his name is... So people are fascinated that he's a junior. Gardner Minshew Jr.
Why?
Why anything with him? Why why the mustache?
Oh, God. They're really, really trying to find... I mean, the way that they dug their heels in on Sunday morning and just had prepackage after prepackage, everything that they could about this guy. They're like, I got how we can kill 5 minutes. Let's talk about how wacky this Gardner Minshew is.
Yeah, so how wacky he is with his mustache. I mean, this is how lame, like, football is. That I mean, look at baseball. There's guys... Do you see what people have in baseball? Yadier Molina's got some creepy thing that looks like a disease up his neck, a tattoo. I mean, you want to see, like dudes that look like maniacs.
Chris the Birdman Anderson. Let's take a look at tattoos.
Chris Anderson. It's just a man who made some bad news. And the best was J.R. Smith, who had a tattoo of a Decepticon from the Transformers on his neck. And he said, why did you get that? And he goes, because I love the Transformers too. like the movie, the second one.
Yeah. He went and saw the movie, and then he just ran out and said, like, make this a permanent part of my life.
Kind of shuttles the headband and the mustache to the back of the bus.
Well,
you know,
football is lame enough that, and apparently no one goes outside that covers the game, because this Gardner Minshew, while a surprise and playing well, that you wouldn't even know he plays football, because he's wowed everyone with his crazy mustache and his affinity for wearing bandanas.
So this is, I believe, from Fox, and this is
CBS.
How long until they mention, and maybe Boomer Esiason walking around with a fake mustache, which is great. How long until they mention a mustache in this package that they've ran?
Okay, so John was right when he said 11 seconds, but five of that was music. All right, so maybe they just come out and go mustache.
Who is this?
Five seconds.
I think this is Fox.
This is Fox. Oh, Fox. I think it'd be quicker. I'm going to go seven.
Ooh. I said five.
You said five.
Okay, I'll go a little higher. I'll say nine to give it breathing room.
Not a lot of faith.
Okay. Nope.
Now, how delighted was Boomer with his mustache?
Oh, it was like, it's like what's his name? Look, I got a hat. Hey, look, it's funny.
Ah. Oh, when Norm MacDonald
was Burt Reynolds. That's right. I got a hat. Look, I'm a prop comic. Yeah.
Look, good. Mustache.
Mustache.
Huh? Yeah, you could grow one there. You know, you're a grown man.
All right. So you say 9 seconds, and
yes.
You say five. Let's go.
Minshew mustache.
Oh!
2 seconds.
Oh! I don't even think it's 2 seconds.
Fuck that. It's a second and a half.
Maybe a second and a half. Let's not split hairs. But indeed, the man has a mustache. Again, the world is topsy-turvy. Wrong is right. Right is wrong. Dogs and cats are living together. A guy's got a mustache.
Minshew.
The mustache.
Minshew, the magic,
man. I've got Minshew mania.
Don't need nothing but a good time.
We have Minshew mania all across the country. As I look out, look at the board out here. There's your big picture. What do you think about it, and how do you handle it?
It's crazy. You know, it is. But that's part of what comes with the position.
Yeah, all that Minshew wants is a good time. How are you handling all this? Well, I'll tell you what, Jacksonville's insane. How do you handle it? I don't know. It's like Namath in 67. You know, I own a bar and I'm screwing Playboy Playmates every night.
Yeah.
Like Angie Dickinson sleeping over. It's crazy.
Is Jacksonville a fun place to live if you're a football player?
Certainly not.
How are you handling all that? It's been so overwhelming. When you're in a media mecca like Jacksonville, I mean, it's, God, social media. You can't hide.
It's crazy. You know, it is. But that's part of what comes with the position. I try to stay off my phone, off the social media.
Now, the mustache. Of course, if he gave me a month start, I still couldn't grow one.
I mean, how many weeks in are we now?
Not enough.
Like, is this his fourth week?
What if he shaves into a Hitler mustache?
Oh, that would be... Could you imagine that? They couldn't reference the Matt mustache anymore?
It's like just to say.
Like he just took away their like secret weapon.
And he's like, I'm just a big fan of Laurel and Hardy.
It's the Stan Laurel.
Don't need nothing but a good time. And he pops out with a Hitler mustache. How could I resist? And looking but nothing but a pure race.
And all of them have to, like, throw away their questions and all have mustache on it.
Yeah. I mean, the mustache, what's going on?
It's the one.
I don't know. I believe in the superiority of an Aryan nation.
Tony does.
Phil, you'd fit in perfectly. Look at ya. You're exactly what I dream of. Blue eyes, blonde hair, perfect.
Now, the mustache, of course, if he gave me a month start, I still couldn't grow one. But how about this mustache right here as you look at it?
That's right. You got to look close, but that's...
That's Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good right there. That's pretty good.
You got to look close. Look where he's holding the ball. Who the hell holds the ball that high?
Hold it high, man. Hold it high.
I got to get him down here and you got to teach him something.
Oh, my gosh. So... No, less than 2 seconds, and they mentioned the mustache.
Yep.
It is everywhere.
It is something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, boy, is that a lot of fun. All right, Rich, we have the stack, things that we have not gotten to today. What are we going to talk about?
Joker makes $1 zillion, and when you hire Snoop Dogg to play at your college, expect Snoop Dogg when he plays at your college.
It's filthy. All right, here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up. 98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
One of my favorite stories of the week. I just want to read this the way it's written in the Kansas City newspaper. It says, after what could be considered an adult performance by Snoop Dogg at the University of Kansas on Friday night, school administration and students are remembering the night with differing perspectives. The famous rap star performed at KU's traditional Late Night at the Fog event, meant to kick off the basketball season. Snoop Dogg was, well, he was Snoop Dogg. The artist had multiple poles with dancers on stage and used a money gun to make it rain dollar bills on the dancers and the athletes. It was epic, one KU student yelled in passing, but the school was not so amused. Officials at the school apologized for the controversial performance in an official statement, quote, "We made it clear to the entertainers' managers that we expected a clean version of the show. We strive to create a family atmosphere at Kansas and fell short of that this evening. Here is the athletic director.
Bill, in all seriousness, with the polls and the money shooting, is that the performance, did it go as you expected? Did it go further than you thought? Or?
I didn't know that there was going to be anything like that. I was told this was, you know, radio edited and everything else. So I don't guess you have visuals on radio on that tonight. But no, that's not the direction that anybody at our school would want that to go.
Are they excited about Bill
at all?
Are they excited about Bill Self being a dirty cheater that is going to get their program in a lot of trouble?
That's this guy, by the way, also said in a tweet that he was unaware of what, quote, acrobatic dancers meant in the entertainment industry. However, the students, they said, hey, no apology necessary. One said, rock chalk Snoop, we hope you come back. We all know Snoop gets down, so we expected it.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you went to college and went to that thing, you're the world's biggest nerd, first of all.
Did you want to go see Snoop Dogg playing at your college?
No, you went to essentially it was at night, which, by the way, and then it was also...
I thought it was like a free concert that they held.
Yeah, but it's a basketball rally.
It's a version of Midnight Madness is what that is. Basketball teams are now practicing. It's legal for them to practice during the season, and I don't know if this specifically was it, but... all big programs do this. They have late night, and then the first day, like 12:01 a.m., they practice. It's kind of a ceremonial.
So that's how you want to spend your evening if you're a huge nerd.
Friday night, Snoop Dogg's doing something on campus. I'll go. And I got nothing else to do.
Well, no, you got something else to do. You're in college. Yeah, there's always something to do.
Friday night,
you're going to go to some school activity where you can't even drink. You're going to go just to watch old-ass Snoop Dogg prattle around?
This visual sounds awesome. You shooting money guns on strippers and strippers at your school? That's pretty funny.
Stripper poles on the basketball floor.
Go to a strip club.
Yes.
No, but the fact that it pissed off so many people makes it 10 times funnier.
No, I know, but I don't know why they're pissed.
Here's my question. Who complained? Like, who complained?
No,
if it's like a student, like, run thing, like... Who complained?
Well, probably the nerds that were there.
No, the older people who went that didn't know it was going to happen. The old-time Kansas. We've been going to Fog Allen Fieldhouse for 50 years. We're season ticket holders. They show up. Surprise!
Okay. No one more controversial than Snoop Dogg, by the way.
Who doesn't know what Snoop Dogg is about now? Like, honestly, who doesn't know?
I don't know. He does, like, a bunch of stuff with Martha Stewart, everyone. I mean, he goes to Joker's Wild.
Kansas is about to be busted for multiple NCAA violations, paying for recruits. So Bill Self said, we have a basketball season to play. F you, we're going over the top the other way and shove it in your face.
I just can't picture spending a Friday night in college at a school sanctioned activity.
Okay, so let's get to this. There is a segment on local DC television that Jay Gruden has been doing for the past 2 years. It looks like it's on kind of their version of NBC Sports Boston, but it's the one in DC. And you want to know what the name of the segment is? It's called the Hot Seat Challenge. So I'm going to play for you the opening of the Hot Seat Challenge with Jay Gruden, starting with a clip from the end of last season and then one at the beginning of this season and ending with the one from this past week. And I want you to just take a listen. You think Jay Gruden knew he was getting fired?
The Bob's Discount Furniture Store Hot Seat Challenge. It is back. I know the coach loves this part of the show.
The Bob's Discount Furniture Hot Seat Challenge.
Speaking of challenge.
I mean, I feel like we haven't done anything yet in the middle of the show until we get to the Hot Seat Bob's Challenge. Discount Furniture Challenge.
Challenge.
Just took out the hot seat. That's nice of you guys.
You're 4-2. I mean, what do you want
to
do?
I'm glad we talked about pressure because I think this leads me right to the Bob's Discount Furniture Challenge this week, Coach.
Hot seat?
No, we're not saying that anymore.
Oh. All right, the time has come. Thank you to Bob's.
Thanks, Bob.
Hot
seat challenge. Bob's the official furniture store of the Washington Redskins. This is the Bob's Discount Furniture Regular Seat Challenge. Coach, challenge this week.
I know. It's warming up. I know, fellas. You don't have to hide it. It's okay.
Care.
It's pro football. Just the way it is what it is.
I do love that. It's just, of all the people, Jay Gruden's always like, dude, just call it the name of it. It's the Hot Seat Challenge.
Yeah.
He probably can't wait to get the hell out of there.
No, he couldn't
wait.
It's
like, heat up this seat, baby.
He couldn't wait. The idea that he didn't name a starter or the back, he didn't name the backup, I think, until game day. He just was like, F all you, double Freedom Rockets, screw you,
I'm gone. Do you think that John would hire his brother? And you got the Gruden brothers?
Yeah, I don't care for him.
Is that a big fan?
Yeah, he wouldn't let me go sledding.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Wouldn't even steal my bike.
Well, the Joker made $1 zillion this weekend.
I'm hearing more and more that movie sucks.
Well, I mean, they've been saying that the movie itself isn't that good, but he's great. They're saying he's great, the music's great, the cinematography's great.
See, I heard the movie itself is great in the fact that he, like, transformed himself for the role. That it's like kind of corny overacting,
because I was worried about that. But Joaquin Phoenix isn't a ham.
No, he's a great actor. Yeah. But apparently, and I'm not dismissing that. But apparently, in this particular movie, given like the insanity of the character,
yeah,
like he's kind of like rolling with it.
Well, the bar's pretty high when you look at Jared Leto and how far he went over the top.
I mean, he would send in real life like packages of excrement to his coach.
which is great when the movie ends up sucking. And apparently,
I don't know how that's possible, though, when you're totally in the headspace. I'm like, wow, a box of crap. I'm Superman.
And I guess...
Oh, no! All right, Jared. Yeah, you're in 30 seconds tomorrow.
You're spooky. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, you're playing a role.
I'm
now going to beat the living crap out of you.
I read an article this weekend about that role because everyone's ranking the Jokers now this weekend. And I think it might have been the New York Times. And they said that Jared Leto's part was like cut drastically. And he's hardly in the final Suicide. I even saw that movie and he was awful. But they're right. He was barely in it. Matter of fact, he didn't need to be in it. I don't think it was a plot line that really had anything to do with him. It was all about the rest of them. I don't think he had anything to do with anything.
You know, the money's been spent.
Yeah, yes, it has. But
at least made him sit in a trailer.
I was passing by the Boston Common Movie Theater, and there's a sign that says Joker on it. It says, costume policy. Keep the scares on the screen. Face paint, masks, weapons, and any other threatening items are not allowed.
Wait a second. I can't bring a weapon?
No, you cannot bring a weapon just for this movie. Joker, this is not your typical comic book film and is intended for mature audiences. Oh, I didn't pull it. There was an awesome think piece that they had on Fox News this weekend about, I don't think this sends a good message out for kids. And you're like, it's a rated R movie.
Yeah, see, a lot of things don't send the right message to kids.
You see, don't bring them to Eyes Wide Shut either.
Yeah, like, you know, Caligula. Maybe keep that out of their hands.
So it made a ton of money. As a matter of fact, it made $114 million overseas. 90-something million here. It's the highest October opening of all time. So congratulations to Joker for making all of that money.
Yeah, I used to want to see it, but now with its running time and...
Actually, it's not that long.
I thought it was long.
It's only like two hours, right? Yeah, it's like right at two hours.
Okay, people are saying it's a bit of a slog.
Well, probably because most comic book movies nowadays, unjustifiably, are over 2 hours long.
I used to want to see it, but now I think it's just going to bug me.
I'm loony.
I would love to have you watch Suicide Squad and just to watch the Jared Leto. It is well, you saw that video that he did with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
It's so awful. You feel like embarrassed for the guy.
Like he was like, I am going to be like just insanity. You know, just the definition of insanity.
Dude, he had the word twisted tattooed on his forehead. Can't you tell? I'm twisted. It says it right on my head.
As opposed to like the real life stitches.
Right. Well, he's got an AK-47 on his face, yo. So you know he don't shoot no pistol.
Yeah, I mean, saying twisted on your forehead anymore is not exactly shocking.
Right, I would say people have stuff tattooed on their face now.
Which is, no one's ever going to regret that. It's a good thing. I see that Post Malone guy. I'm like, women want to sleep with him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's women who love that guy. He's a bad boy. He's a bad boy. But does he have a gun tattooed on his face?
I got an AK-47 on my face, ho. So you know I don't shoot no pistol.
It's just like got a whitey fro and a bunch of, he's kind of dumpy with a bunch of stupid crap on his face.
Post Malone?
Yeah.
He's singing voice with all the auto-tune.
Yeah. Well, listen. So did Dean Martin.
I love selling blow!
Hey, police, I have a lot of cocaine.
A lot of it. Come arrest me.
I'm selling it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Well, we will get to a fine that Ben Roethlisberger got and that apparently really pissed him off. And Samuel L. Jackson is truly pissed at one of the biggest directors in Hollywood.
All right, we'll have all that for you coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
El Taco gets into the game. They're going crazy in the stands. He's captivated the fans already. Some two, and the Tacos going wacko, and there's a blocko by Taco.
Blocko, Taco, that rhymes. Wacko and Taco don't rhyme.
Somebody help me. 617-779-0985. If you watched the game last night, was Tommy calling Taco a different name?
Yes.
It's all right.
It was.
Okay, stop. Caller, 617-779-0985. If you heard him call several times Taco Fall by the wrong name.
You call him for like fajita?
Can you just call us and let us know? I just want to confirm.
What I know the answer John to this. I can't tell you.
617-779.
You'll like the answer.
0985.
The answer is very good.
Okay.
Benny right. Davis.
No.
The answer is good. You'll appreciate it.
Okay. All right. We need a listener to confirm it for us. Yes. If you heard him, because I want to make sure we're not going crazy.
Oh, Tommy, Bird's already logged off the computer.
Bird, what are you doing?
He wants to get out of here as soon as possible.
All right, well, we got somebody calling.
Then he lied to me and said it was rebooting.
Oh,
no.
Rebooting. All right.
There it is.
Well, either way, last night's preseason game, Taco Fall got in. The jump ball that he had to do was fantastic. I mean, it's just as funny as you think it is. You have no shot winning a jump ball against Taco Fall. He had a couple dunks, a little rejection, missed a free throw like we all thought he was going to do. And, Fred, would you like to just take one of these calls? We have almost full phone lines here. Isaiah on line 4.
Isaiah, go ahead.
Yes, I heard him call him Darko last night a few times.
Well, that's nice.
A couple times.
Darko.
Darko, well, you know.
Who confused him with Darko Milicic.
Hasn't been in the league for a while.
Who's not from Senegal at all.
There's not a lot of resemblance between the two.
Bit of a difference there.
One is very, very black, and the other one is very, very white.
Yes, correct.
So last night's game, well, first of all, this team, they kind of suck on defense. The starting team did. Offensively, you know, Hayward was taking chances. He looks confident.
By the way, in the new NBA, not the one this year, the NBA 2K20, which I heard is absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. They call it, but I got 2K19.
Yeah.
The Chris Webber analyzing Jalen or Tatum is a lot different than the first one.
Oh, yeah?
So he's the jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, okay. You'll be happy to know that watching the Celtics offense last night, Walker and Hayward, they were all deferring to Jason Tatum. It's only one game. Who knows? It was only one half. I don't know why, but Jason Tatum appears to be, at least through one half of the first game, the number one scoring option on that offense.
In 2K18, they made him he's the best player in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he hits everything. Mm-hmm. It's obviously some Duke fan that made it.
There's
probably
two...
went to Midnight Madness like some nerd.
There's too many of these new guys that I really wanted to make the team. Like Carson Edwards, he was, I think, 3 for 6 from 3-point. But
no
dude,
fear.
That guy's awesome.
No
and
fear.
His releases.
Oh, and that's my first Tommy of the night. Tommy Heinsohn was saying, this guy's a quintessential sixth man. And then he went into how John Havlicek excelled as a sixth man.
Right.
This is Carson Edwards taking his first shot, his first pro game ever.
The other thing that we learned last night was that the introduction into the coach's challenge on fouls is the worst possible idea that the NBA has ever had. If you think it's bad and laborious in the NFL... wait till you got a guy with a headset on looking at the monitor over and over and over again in a preseason game, figuring out whether something is a foul or not.
There's only 82 games. You really need to get everything.
Kill it with fire. It was the worst. That's that first challenge that they happened at the end of the game. 4 minutes? Maybe 4 minutes at the top of the game?
Yes.
I mean,
three or four.
Utterly ridiculous. The second one was a little bit faster, but still, it sucked that you had to wait there for the coach's challenge when it came to a foul. So, yeah, get rid of that. But the team looks all right. I want Edwards to make it. He's going to make it.
He's going to make it.
I want Taco to make it. And this dude last night, if he stays consistent, and who I've never heard of until yesterday evening, Javonte Green, was insane. He went in. I mean, he was the second highest scoring player on the team, and no one heard the guy.
They have one roster spot open. The two-way contracts have been signed. They have 14 guys to the roster. They have 2 two-way contracts. That's all filled. They have one open roster spot, and it looks like it's going to come down to Taco Fall with this guy you're talking about.
Who's Javonte the Fennis Dembo of the group that's never going to play, but he can do sweet alley-oops in the layup line.
Correct. Fennis Dembo. Good call. What school did he go to?
He went to Wyoming.
Very nice.
But I will tell you this, is that you need... he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated riding like a steed.
I remember that in college.
Yes.
That they instituted the new 3-point rule in college. Fennis Dembo.
Fred, just all I want you to do is when we get off the air and we go to our meeting in the back, I'll just take 3 minutes to read James Stewart's timeline from this morning.
Oh, yes, you need to.
I'll just read you one of them. Right. It was a really great week of wrestling/sports entertainment, and to fall flat at the end of a pay-per-view event and a match like Hell in the Cell is offensive to me. I'm a loyal fan and advocate of the product, and the end last night left me so frustrated at the creative effort.
I killed.
I mean, I wonder what the long-term backlash will be from the Kofi loss on Friday night and the DQ finish of the pay-per-view last night. And what if WWE actually cared about fan reaction? He is so pissed. Last night was really insulting to those.
Did you say Friday?
Friday,
he's like, all I know is... you have to search for a Major League Baseball because it's not on a major network, but wrestling's on Fox.
So breathe easy into
and then
the
stick that in your under his arm.
Stick that in your dying baseball.
Yep.
Dying baseball. Dying.
Like my cats.
Dying. Sweet morbid death. I like to dig a hole and put them in there. Then I cover them with some lye. And it gets rid of all the evidence that I killed him in the first. All right, Scott Zolak, what do you got?
How much Clorox do you think he buys a week?
Shh. Clorox doesn't do anything dummy.
Okay, so you have to pay cash.
I'd like to give a trail of blood. Just a hint.
Dogs create problems.
Who's here?
So he was complaining about the client dinner, huh?
No, he was psyched.
Fred was like, why are you so happy?
Because I want to thank the Beasley Company for the client dinner. I said,
yeah, take a 45-minute Uber ride.
Yeah. Like,
God.
Like, you realize you're working, Bob. Well, they fed us. Okay. All right, well, listen, you're a smart man. All right, what's going on?
Good win yesterday. Good win after the start, slow start. And then you just sit here and you watch all these games, man. Can't say they don't look right. Everybody's been still, like, in these damn refs. There's a lot to get into. Some blown games. The Mason Rudolph stuff. It's just...
Yeah, that's...
Carried off. Is there a golf cart? No, there was. There was. There wasn't.
But there was, because they put him on
it. Just seemed like Al Riveron's in the bag for the Chiefs last night. Like, there wasn't any video evidence to overturn any of the calls he was looking at. He's still...
Oh, you're talking about that interception?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was awful.
That, the pick play. They're throwing pick play.
That was awful.
You know, mythical pick plays, which didn't happen. And a block in the back down tight. It's good. Good for the Colts. Stuff it down their throat.
All right. Well, good for the Colts.
Number one seed, baby. Let's go.
Hooray. All right.
I want to see Fred get up every day in Miami.
That's all right.
6 to 10.
Miami's all right. I ain't going next central time zone. No siree, Bob.
Well, no, you would.
No, central would be fine.
Central sucks.
No. You don't like mountain.
No, central's... Well, I'm not doing a lot of
Central's just
mountain.
1 hour behind us.
That's that sucks.
How much fun was Arizona getting up?
That was a lot of fun.
One of the worst weeks of my life. Really, one of the worst weeks of my life.
That wasn't good.
Fred's the most...
It was very difficult that week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.